Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price, and that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Mueller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Mueller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Mueller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
Home improvement destination.
If you have erectile dysfunction or low T, New Mayo Medical Center has a 98% success rate in treating ED. Call the experts in men's sexual health.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? You can afford Sleep Number. You can't afford another mediocre night's sleep. And right now, get free home delivery on select beds during our fall sale. Plus, our Queen C2 mattress is now only $699. Save $200. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
This team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Let's see if Hayward can keep the inning alive. Cubs trail 1-0. Swing and a miss, strike three, another changeup down near the dirt. 12 strikeouts for Strasburg.
My energy wasn't really, like, through the roof, so I think it was easier for me to manage it. I just focused on just one pitch at a time and going as long as I could.
The magnificent Steven Strasburg in a game that without a rainout, he would not otherwise have pitched and almost didn't pitch until there was a whole bunch of talking and meetings and things
he made
said.
A mold statement.
Brian Kenny is on Twitter at Mr. Brian Kenny. He is the author of the book Ahead of the Curve. It's on sale now, and you can watch him host MLB Now and MLB Tonight throughout the postseason as MLB Network has live pre- and post-game coverage throughout October. He is with us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Well, Brian, good to talk to you as always, and we are in that territory where the stat heads like you and I, we have to just sort of put our slide rules away and put the books down and realize that this isn't the time for that, and pretty much anything can happen for any possible reason.
What are you talking about? My slide rule is out. What are you even talking about?
All right, that ain't your slide rule, Brian.
I've been instructed by those smarter than I to say over 162, maybe, but a short series, let alone a single game, forget it.
You see that? You listen to that nonsense. Look, with all of these things, whether it's sabermetrics or shifting or bullpenning or relief acing, all this stuff, it goes through a whole cycle, and part of the cycle is that won't work. It'll never work. It works for them, but it won't work for everybody. Well, it works for the postseason, but it won't work in the regular season. And then when it works in the regular season, we've always valued information and we've always done it. That's how it works.
So how many great managers are there in the game for whatever it is you're looking for, whether it be atmosphere or tacticians, and then how many just guys are there? Because we had the Joe Maddon conversation, and hell, we had it the day after Game 7 of the World Series as well.
I think most managers these days are fairly competent. The culture has changed to the point where the manager only like 10 years ago could dismiss what used to be referred to as the kid. You know, the kid with the sheet that would come down. That was the baseball ops kid. He'd come down, hey, you know, look at this. We should do this. We should do this. Yeah, that's great, kid. Get lost. A lot of those managers who had a ton of power and who may have been quite good retired over the last few years. So most managers that come in now even if it's, say, someone like Brian Price of the Reds, who doesn't get a lot of credit, but even he was doing innovative bullpen things early in the year. I can go case by case, but again, Joe Girardi has taken a beating in this postseason. He did when he didn't challenge, for a replay. But he's a very competent manager. So there's a lot of competence out there now that wasn't out there because of a cultural change, not because we're smarter suddenly, but the culture has changed to accept information and challenge old norms.
How much of a unicorn in today's game is Kyle Hendricks? Because it's incredible to me when you think about how unlikely it would be for him to get the opportunity to establish himself in a league of power arms and radar guns for somebody who throws 88 or 89 miles an hour to be able to have the investment, to have the belief in him from the highest levels of the organization to become what he's become. I think it's really more remarkable than we tend to pay attention to.
No, I agree with you there. Absolutely. I think what it comes down to is it's hard for a guy like that to get promoted. Right? I think that's the main thing. It's almost like having a singles hitter. It's like, hey, that doesn't translate. And the moment a guy like that will fail at some level, whether it's college or the minor leagues, he's out. He doesn't get a chance. Whereas a big power arm striking a ton of guys out, that guy can fail for years before getting drummed out. So I think that's what it is. We're also in a post-FIP era.
Right.
But we're, with fielding independent pitching, with the discovery of Orris McCracken in 2000, 2001 was mind blowing in that, hey, a pitcher largely only controls a few things, and that's the strikeouts, walks, and home runs. And everything else, is just the random variance of the batted ball. Well, we're kind of beyond that now because we know pitchers do control more than that with soft contact. We can measure that with StatCast. And also that strikeouts are so absurdly high, it's just thrown a wrench in it. And we see plenty of guys who have high strikeouts, low walks, and get crushed. Jeff Samardzija is a guy like that. So in the past 10 years, the game has changed.
I'm glad you just mentioned the strikeouts because I was watching Andrew Miller do his thing last night, and CeCe Sabathia just brings me joy anytime he's good at baseball because of, the kind of guy he seems like he's been through the bad times and the good times. And then I started thinking about the things that baseball doesn't care about, where we got to the point where, strikeouts don't matter that much, and stolen bases don't matter that much. What's the next thing to be filtered out of the game that my child will be telling me doesn't matter that much about?
Right. Well, this is the thing, right? When everybody is zigging, zag. That's all. Like right now, you're talking about Hendricks, and we're talking about guys who don't strike out. So, in 2000, like at kind of the sort of like a pivotal time in sabermetrics, the thought was, hey, you know what? You don't value these guys who walk and hit home runs but still strike out. You're not valuing those guys enough. You think those guys are bad ball players and they're no good because they don't run, they don't hit singles and that sort of thing, and they don't do productive outs. No, those guys are more valuable than you think. But when the entire league goes that route, and you have nothing but Joey Gallo's, well, hell yeah, get me a contact hitter, get me a singles hitter, get me somebody with some lineup diversity where you get a guy with a high batting average who's not striking out a ton of times. That guy's very valuable. And the same thing, when everybody is striking everybody out and using velocity, well, pitching is still a craft. It's still an art. And a guy like Sabathia that you mentioned, seeing him change speeds and throw a big curveball, it's beautiful to watch. So, like, you just have to watch the dynamic of the game and, hey, what's missing right now? Whatever you're missing or whatever's undervalued, jump on it right away.
See, I thought you were going to answer that a little bit differently and perhaps more simply, when the answer to me is the concept of the save, which, even though we gave Jerome Holtzman a lot of credit for coming up with it, and it made a lot of failed starting pitchers, along with Tony La Russa, Dennis Eckersley helping out too, made some guys pretty wealthy. And then the idea of the setup guy. And I think what's going to happen is we're understanding a high leverage out is a high leverage out. It might be in the fifth, it might be in the sixth, it might be in the seventh, but the idea of a guy compiling saves is far less meaningful now than we thought it was.
Oh, yeah. See, in my mind, it's dead. I mean, it's gone.
I mean, you're far ahead of most people, though. It's like it's like they always tell, like, an FM DJ, by the time you're sick of the song you're playing, most people have just started hearing it.
You could be right. Yeah. Right, that's a good point. I look at it now, the easiest thing to do, and I guess we still just have it happening, and it happened a lot earlier in the season, and a lot of managers reverted back, where you have the concept of a fireman or a relief ace. you know, it's a simple concept. Hey, you have, say, Craig Kimbrell, right? And he's you're waiting for the ninth inning. What are you waiting for? I mean, the Red Sox almost got eliminated. Like, it looked like they could get eliminated without using him, you know, which I actually wrote about in the book. The first time I noticed that was Eric Gagne. I was out at a Dodgers playoff series. Gagne had one of his monster years, and he did not get a significant out. And I wasn't blaming, I think it was Jim Tracy was the manager at the time for the Dodgers. I wasn't blaming him, but I said, something's wrong when your best pitcher doesn't get a meaningful out.
Yeah, Zach Britton and Buck Showalter.
Yeah, well, but that was, yeah, true. Oh, but that, yeah, that's a glaring thing. See, that happens now, and everybody's head exploded.
Right.
But back in 2003, no one questioned it. I was, again, I was covering that series at the time for ESPN, and no one was saying, hey, you got to use Gagne. No, no, no. It's like, hey, you didn't have a lead. How are you going to use your closer? You know, that's how it worked back then.
Brian, I think it's archaic, and I think it's hilarious that this is still the only sport where you ask a person to start the game and do it until you're tired or the pitch count gets to a certain level. And we talked to Mark DeRosa about this last week. I'll ask you, how far are we from a manager saying, to hell with it, I chewed up through some arms, and I'm going to bullpen this postseason game?
Well, I tell you what, when I was writing the book, and the book is now, I think, 2 years old, I was writing it then right after the 2013 World Series. I knew that, like, hey, how many more tricks do I have up my sleeve? Like, how many things am I still really, like, what are my bold thoughts, and what are the big, glaring, you know, inefficiencies left in the game? Mm-hmm. And there weren't that many at that point, like, 2 years ago. But I knew, like, all right, bullpenning is something where I can say, this is going to happen, this is the way to play baseball, and it will still, you know, it'll still offend people. You know, people will still go, no, Brian Kenny, you're an idiot. You can't do that. So I knew that would happen. And yet, I thought, okay, it would happen, but it might happen in 20 years. It may be, hopefully, it might happen in my lifetime, but maybe not. And now it's like, it's accelerated. It's like starting to happen now. It's not far. I thought it was going to be 20 years away. It might be 5 years away.
Well, starting pitcher gives up two earned runs in the first three innings, and all of a sudden he's out of there, and it's a postseason.
I start the game with Chad Green. Again, that was the thing I was advocating. Hey, wild card game, don't use Luis Severino. I know he's very good, but if you want to save Severino for the division series, start with Chad Green.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What we're seeing now is, though, if a starter gives up two earned runs, you know, and all of a sudden we're in trouble, whereas before it'd be, okay, let him go to the fourth or fifth inning. Guys are getting pulled in the second and third innings now.
True. And now what's the next step? The next step is don't even start with that guy.
Right.
Start with your eighth inning guy, because the most runs are scored in the first inning. That's true in these playoffs. That's true in the history of baseball. So start with a guy who is a sprinter. Let him blast. Get through the first inning, maybe the second inning. Then go to your Sonny Gray. Get two innings out of him, and then go back to your bullpen.
I'm smart enough to not ask you who you think is going to win an individual baseball game, but real quick, 30 seconds or less, your range of likelihoods that you have in your mind for tonight.
I think the Cubs are better. And I think Hendricks is better. So I would go Cubs. Now, given that, who knows? But I think the Cubs have really outplayed them, and it's strange that it's even going to a decisive game.
All right, Brian. Always fun to talk to you, man. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
That is Brian Kenny, and this postseason MLB Network brings you two division series games plus live coverage before and after every game on MLB Tonight. Visit findmlbnetwork.com. And right now, caller number 6 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 will win an MLB Network prize pack. We have another one of these that we're going to give away a little bit later on in the show if you're not the winner of this one.
All right, time for some phone calls, but first, a Bears Daily Update.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Dunamar in Cancun with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
He had that meeting because for us, in these first five games, we've beaten ourselves over and over again.
Bears tight end Zach Miller with the inside details on the meeting John Fox had with his players at the start of the week.
Penalties and the turnovers are the top two things, and it's, you know, for us offensively, we've had key penalties at key points, taking points off the board, getting out of scoring range.
The Bears are last in the league in turnover ratio and are near the top of the NFL in penalties committed.
If we clean that up, we at least give ourselves an opportunity down the road to be in it. We look at things different from the outside perspective. We're 1-4. That's the reality of where we're at, but we're there. I mean, we just got to clean some stuff up that we can control, and I think we'll be better off for it.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update. It's 2:35 in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves scored 10 goals this past weekend in Texas. With three of the top 10 scorers in the league, the Wolves return home this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Cubs have their backs against the wall tonight in Washington in Game 5 of the NLDS. Kyle Hendricks will take on Gio Gonzalez in this one. Gonzalez got a no decision in Game 2, allowing three runs in five innings. Pre-game coverage starts at 6 here on The Score. Meanwhile, last night the Yankees eliminated Cleveland from the postseason. They'll face Houston in the ALCS. In the NFL, Mitch Trubisky and the Bears prepping for Sunday's matchup in Baltimore against the Ravens. Kyle Long did not practice today, but head coach John Fox says it was a planned maintenance day for him. Thursday night football, Philadelphia at Carolina. And the Blackhawks hosting Minnesota tonight at the UC. Connor Murphy back in the lineup, but Nick Schmaltz still out with an upper body injury. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Rogers & Hollins. Rogers & Hollins, Chicago's jeweler for over 100 years, knows all about marking milestones. From engagement rings and diamond pendants to birthstone earrings and bolo bracelets, they have an amazing selection of fine jewelry to help make your special moments memorable. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 6 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
When you mentioned the number, the phone lines went crazy, so I'm looking forward to grabbing a couple of these phone calls from I think pretty nervous Cub fans. The vibe that I'm getting just anecdotally is people have that feeling back, the feeling in their stomach.
Yeah, the thing that postseason is known for is making you uncomfortable, because even if you have the best teams, you know, the playoffs don't care, and these moments don't care.
Enjoy the discomfort, though. Savor it, enjoy it, and realize that this is better than not having the discomfort.
No doubt.
Right?
Something Ben Zobrist should have done, and also answers to the questions about who would you pick so far in this series has played the better baseball. We'll answer those calls next. 312-644-6767. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all...
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? You can afford Sleep Number. You can't afford another mediocre night's sleep. And right now, get free home delivery on select beds during our fall sale. Plus, our Queen C2 mattress is now only $699. Save $200. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security are getting ripped off every day. You get locked into long-term contracts and stuck writing huge checks with no way out. It's a kind of robbery in and of itself, and it can cost you thousands. Now there's a smarter way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. These are the guys you should trust. Simply Safe has no contracts. There's no commitment, no lock-ins, period. Simply Safe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer to keep you safe, and the system's wireless and portable with a cellular connection built in, so you get professional monitoring with police dispatch so your home is safe around the clock. With SimpliSafe, 24/7 protection is just $15 a month. Most security companies charge three times that. It's unbeatable protection, a great value, and there are no contracts. Get SimpliSafe today at your local Best Buy and get $150 off the Shield package. Hurry, this offer ends October 14th. That's $150 off when you purchase SimpliSafe at Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com to learn more.
Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price, and that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Mueller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Mueller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Mueller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give me a call. Billy wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Arlington Heights. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by me before talking with the realtor is like skydiving without a parachute. I pre-qualified Billy to purchase a home and introduced him to Donna Sattler, my preferred Arlington Heights realtor. If you're purchasing a home, call me first. I'll pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to my experienced team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. My team of real estate experts will always look out for your financial best interest. If you're buying a home, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility, that's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We've been in the situation before, so, there's obviously we know that it's win or go home. So, we like that pressure. You know, we've had that pressure before. I think everybody knows that. And we look forward to it and look forward to coming out the victor.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show talking to you about Game 4. We'll switch to our Game 5 pregame coverage in a couple of hours or so. Take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. The atmosphere last night was crazy. It was dreary. It was misty. It was windy. And Stephen Strasburg pitched like a number one pick should pitch. And we've got some people who want to talk about the game, Dan. And
yeah, that's what we're here for.
Some wild things happened last night. Some little small things as well. I think... Herb on the south side wants to talk about one of those small things because I didn't realize it until I went and watched the game this morning from home.
Herb, you're on The Score.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about Addison Russell's error, and that's rightfully so, and the pass ball from Contreras rightfully so. But I feel like one of the biggest blunders, if you will, of the game was Dobers not getting the third on that double. I mean, he has to get the third. That ball goes all the way into the right field corner. You got to get the third on that, and maybe he tripped around the base, whatever. But he should have had time to get over there, and if he does, he scores easily on Addison Russell's bomb, which would have went across the street if the wind was blowing out.
I thought he would have been out when I watched it again. When I watched it, you can't make that out at third. You know, and
even though
it looked like
the last couple of years during the regular season broadcast, Lynn Casper has been talking about their philosophy of being aggressive and being okay with making those outs at third.
Well, and Madness said so too.
Yeah.
I guess I'm an old school baseball head in that regard. But Herb, when I watched it multiple times, it didn't look like he stumbled because he put on the brakes so hard. Because I think he just...
Why was he doing that?
Because I think he would have been out.
And maybe he got the sign. Maybe he got the sign to slow
up. There's no better place for the ball to go to get a triple. It goes all the way into the right field corner. If you get thrown out from a ball all the way in the right field corner, then fine, I can deal with that. I can't deal with you.
I got you.
Not getting the third.
No,
valid point.
I got you. There's no question. This segment is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. Talk about those little things.
Mm-hmm.
Broken down here, Justin says, you had Strasburg not being called for a balk with Zobrist on second before the Russell long flyout. That should have been a run. the mischeck swing that was followed by Russell's error.
Yes, it was Zimmerman, right? It was a 2-2 pitch to Zimmerman.
Yep, the look on his face, too.
Oh, dude, like, he knew it. Yeah, he knew it. And everybody in that stadium knew it as well.
He said you had Edwards 1-2 on Rendon before he walked him, so no reason for Madden to be overly worried until Wieters came up. Then you have the grand slam into the massive wind, which had been knocking down several hard-hit balls. Great performances from Strasburg and Lester, good enough from Arrieta. This is what you always describe, guys. Baseball's unpredictable. In a short series, anything can happen.
Yeah, but the C.J. Edwards thing, we've watched it throughout the season.
Yeah,
he got his confidence back by striking out Bryce Harper and punching the air like, you know, like the Boys in the Hood scene. But you can see when he's not going well. You can tell when he's losing a little bit. You allowed him to walk two guys.
Nats lineup is out. Trey Turner leads off at short. Jason Wirth moves up to second. He'll be in left. Bryce Harper bats third. Zimmerman bats fourth. He's at first. Murphy at second bats fifth. Rendon at third batting sixth. Wieters doing the catching. He's seventh. And Taylor again is in the eighth spot and in center field with Gio Gonzalez pitching. No surprises. Except for Jason Wirth moving up, perhaps. Tony in Matson is on the score. What's happening, Tony?
What's up, guys? Hey, first of all, I think that whole, there's tons of check swing. You know, the check swing call, to me, and that's not what I called about, just hearing that last call. The guy at first base has a better look than the catcher, than the ump behind the plate. That thing is like 50-50. That can go either way all the time. That's a guessing play by the umpire. Secondly, that the Cubs don't have a better team. The team that has the best two pitchers in a short series has the better team. I don't care what lineup you're putting out there. Thirdly, lineup, you got to put Elmore in center. You got to get Baez in every game. And you got to get Zobrist out of the lineup. Make him a utility player. Why is Zobrist getting so many at-bats and John Jay? That's a joke. Madden mismanages that.
Well, I think Zobrist is getting those bats because he's performed in playoffs past. And Joe Madden is looking forward to him coming up with one of those big hits again. And even, trust me, I feel where you're coming from when it comes to Ben Zobrist, Tony. But he, you know, he's performed in those kinds of moments before, and I think that's why he's put out there. Do I agree with it? Not so much. I'd like to see a guy be able to run into one and also play a solid second base in Javier Baez. So, I'm not the biggest Ben Zobrist fan. I think he's done what he's been able to do for you. You won a World Series because he was on your team, and now you try to win this one. I don't know if he helps you a whole bunch.
Fort Lauderdale, Dr. Dave, you're on WSCR.
Dan and Jason, it's been a pleasure watching the Cubs in the postseason, and I think people should understand that you're in the postseason. Joe Madden didn't get stupid after 162 games. He's a once-in-a-generation manager. Apply his old-time baseball projections on how the players do, as well as incorporating the new statistics and analytics. He's gotten his team to the postseason three straight years.
Mm-hmm.
His team is 100 games over 500 since he manages them, right? His players buy into what he's doing.
Oh, I don't think
anybody's calling him bad.
No, he's an ideal. He's a plus manager.
Dave, you haven't questioned anything in the last year in a series at all in terms of last postseason and this postseason?
Okay, if you want to have fun and question individual decisions, sure.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all.
I mean, but for people to start going crazy and say Joe sucks. Joe
no, no, nobody's
no,
saying that.
No, no,
Dave, nah, no, Dave, Dave, nah. Dave. Nobody, nah, nobody is saying that. I think it's been very clear that he's a terrific manager over 162. He may be the best at what he does over 162, but in individual big games, he's not a head and shoulders above other guys tactically, and has had enough of a body of work over these years that we understand what he's good at and what he's not good at.
Thank you, Dave.
I would disagree with you there, though.
Okay, I've watched the games.
What I would say is that the same randomness that applies to the reason that you can predict things over 162, but you can't predict them over a short series, also applies to the managers, okay? The decision to make, hey, you have to see how they end up in the end. Because you don't know, okay? I mean, I know
that... Correct. No, I understand that, but it's also... Theo Epstein said it. I mean, Theo Epstein has talked openly about decisions that have been made that he doesn't agree with, where he's throwing things and kicking over chairs, and he says that comes with the territory. But that's, you know, you have to take that.
I agree, and like I said, even in, you know, in like in, say, take algebra, where there are a multiple, you know, solutions to the same problem, there are multiple solutions to the same issues in baseball. You know, people, you know, the big thing that people jumped over Madden was for pulling Hendricks so soon in Game 7. Okay. Well, Hendricks was getting squeezed. Hendricks stays in for the next bat and gives up a three-run home run. People are saying Huckabee didn't pull Hendricks.
Oh.
Right? It's always post-Ergo Proctor hawk when it comes to these guys' decision-making. You have to see how he ends up in the end. In the end, he won a World Series. In the end, he's gotten his team to three postseason tournaments.
Well, the Chapman stuff, I mean, come on. The last two times we saw Aroldis Chapman as a Chicago Cub, he was overused, and he was using his slider exclusively in the last appearance we saw him. We did this last year, though, by the way. Like, this isn't anything that just came from this show or the last couple of callers. Joe Maddon was roundly criticized around baseball and in this city for Games 6 and 7 of last year's postseason.
This segment was brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. After the top of the hour, we'll briefly do some in other news because we haven't had a lot of time to talk about stuff. There's a great moment at a major college basketball coaches press conference, a moment that I always ask for and don't always get, but I want to get to that. And I also want to get to a discussion that people are having for a sport that I don't feel very strongly about, but a lot of people do. And a lot of people are very, very concerned.
All right. We'll take some of your phone calls to wrap up this hour as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's a do or die Game 5 tonight. We're getting you ready for this huge final matchup between the Cubs and the Nationals in the NLDS. Plus, don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 6. Do not miss this game, Cubs fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions, and a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
On the next 48 hours.
Every time we take a step in this case, it gets weirder and weirder.
Two doctors and their wild plan for murder.
Lee and Jacob tried to hire me as a hitman.
Did he give you $2,500?
Yeah, he paid the $2,500.
In cash?
Yes. He actually was excited about the whole thing.
I felt like I was talking to Satan himself.
I take no pleasure having to interview with 48 hours about this.
An all-new 48 hours, Saturday on CBS.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thursday Night Foot Network.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, people are out there. Let's get some calls.
Right to it. And we're going to grab a couple of these ahead of, in other news, Bloomington, our next stop, and it's Ali on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Hello, Ali. How you doing?
I don't know. Ali, you there?
Yeah. Yeah, Jenny.
Yes.
Yep. How's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Goff, you said that Zobrist is probably done. That was big. Is that right?
Say again, Ali.
Call on here.
Okay.
All right, Ali's having issues. Let's go out to Albany Park.
Eric in Albany Park. You're on The Score, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hey. So what is the Cubs lineup tonight?
It's not out yet.
It's not out? Okay. So we're just speculating. My whole thing is, I like Ben Zobrist and everything like that. Obviously, Joe's got a thing for him, but I don't want him batting right-handed.
Okay. Who do you want in there?
Gio Gonzalez is a left-handed pitcher, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, if Javi Baez isn't in the lineup tonight for any reason, I'm going to be very upset. I don't think that's really an issue. I think it's more Zobrist playing in the outfield. But I would pretty much take any alternative to him batting right-handed.